This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.
We welcome you back. Halftime of the Huskers game with the Michigan State Spartans. And as always, we are delighted to be joined by Nebraska Interim President Jim Linder. Jim, great to see you again. Hope you had a good week. And I know you've brought another special guest with you this week.
Greg, it's great to be with you and your listeners. Yes, and this week I have with me Dean Timway, who leads the UNL College of Engineering. He's leading one of the most important efforts, which is training the next generation of engineers.
Tim, it's great to have you here with us on Halftime here. Let's talk about the need out in the market for skilled workers in the science, technology, engineering, math fields. How does the College of Engineering play a part in making all of that happen?
Well, thanks, Greg. This is really a partnership between the college and the industries across the state. Our responsibility is to attract and train really outstanding engineers, and then the industry across the state is responsible for creating lifetime careers, and together we work to build a community, make Nebraska a place of choice.
Can you talk a little bit more specifically about how Nebraska's about Nebraska's need for STEM jobs, and describe what STEM is too?
So STEM is an acronym for science, technology, engineering, and math. And we actually partnered with our colleagues at UNO and the Omaha Chamber of Commerce. And we did a workforce study about a year ago. And what we found out is that Omaha itself is going to need thousands of IT and engineering professionals over the next few years. And that is actually just Omaha, and then that spreads out across the state. So again, we have a responsibility to work very closely with the industries and basically give them first access to our engineering graduates.
Tim, it sounds like there are plenty of opportunities for the College of Engineering to make a difference. Can you share a few of the initiatives that you're targeting in collaboration with the College of Information Science and Technology through the Peter Kiewit Institute?
Well, there's a centerpiece is really, we're calling it big data and infrastructure. And the idea is we're starting with bridges. The focus is, let's say if you were to put sensors over every single bridge in the entire country or just Nebraska, right? There's tens of thousands of bridges. And you could just monitor all that from a big data computer. And so you have real-time ability to determine whether a bridge is safe or not. Right, and so that's a sort of a national paradigm kind of research initiative, and then we'll build the educational infrastructure around that and do our outreach to K-12, and this is all going to be an industry partnership anyway. So that's kind of the model, and then once that's successful and growing, then we look at how we can expand that.
That's exciting. Let's look down the road a little bit. Can you give us a sneak peek into the future?
Well, this is an incredibly exciting time in the college. What we're looking at is a 30% growth in the student body, and we're trying to make sure that even more of them graduate. We're looking at growing the faculty by 30%. We're looking at growing research programs. We're trying to develop iconic programs like this big data and infrastructure, but we're also doing it in manufacturing. We're doing it in medicine. We're doing it in national security. And so it's going to take time to get all this together, but I'm just thrilled to be here, and it's an amazing time for the college, and just watch where we go in the next few years.
Well, best of luck. Great to see you as well, Tim.
Thanks very much, Greg.
Jim, let's come back to you. It's exciting to hear the university is so well poised to assist Nebraska in providing skilled worker. Now, we're going to give you next week off. Huskers have a bye week, so we're not going to chat for a couple of weeks, but I know you're already excited about our next topic.
Yes, we'll be joined by Dr. Michael Dixon, President and CEO of Unimed Corporation. This is one of the initiatives that tries to take faculty inventions and bring them to the marketplace. Much like Dean Way just described, we want to make sure that those inventions benefit all Nebraskans.
We'll look forward to that. Have a great couple weeks.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Jim Linder, the University President here at Nebraska. We have more Halftime coming up.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.